In the presidential campaign, few issues have been as fiercely debated as immigration and border security. But in New Hampshire, famously host to the first in the nation primary, the small but growing Latino community there is largely invisible. New Hampshire Public Radio's Natasha Haverty reports.
Omar Villavicencio talks to his 14-year-old daughter, Jocelyn. He tells her stories, like the one about leaving Ecuador and risking his life to cross the border, or the one about the day he got to New Hampshire and walked into his first U.S. supermarket.
So I come to New Hampshire first. I remember go to Market Basket. And I say, wow, this is America. This is America.
He also talks to his daughter about what he's struggling with. These days, it's how to get his neighbors to see their voice matters this election. Olmer's not an organizer or a politician. He's a guy who knows everybody, and living in New Hampshire has a front row seat to the presidential race. He says it's just about getting fellow Latinos to see it that way.
And I don't care what side, Democrat or Republican, but both sides, I need to find a way how can reach out.
Olmer's buddy, Jose Inayez, over, sitting on the couch. He says he's so disappointed with President Obama's failure to pass immigration reform, he may not even vote this time.
I voted twice for him because of the same thing, he let me down.
As Jose goes on, Olmer just kind of shakes his head. But across the apartment, Jocelyn, skinny with braces, steps in.
So you're saying you're going to give up?
Nothing.
Are you saying how you're going to give up?
No, we're not going to give up, but
no.
We're not going to get accomplished.
You have to, like, just that one vote. You might say it's a little.
Jose tries to remind his friend's daughter of the 2 million people deported under Obama, all the protests he says led nowhere.
What did he accomplish? What did we accomplish?
But she doesn't back down.
But I want to tell you something. If you want to prove that we are all equal, then why stop? If you're saying you're going to give up, then maybe I one day gonna say, oh, I'm gonna give up too. If we're gonna keep on doing that, everybody's gonna start giving up.
Jocelyn knows her community faces kind of a double challenge. There's the isolation of being a minority in a mainly white rural state. Then there's the instinct to be invisible. Olmer and Jocelyn drive me to a salon across town. We run into their friend, Luz Betancourt. Sitting in her chair, hair still in curlers, Luz admits that 7 years after becoming a citizen, she'd like to be more involved in politics here.
Por muchas razones. Porque
I don't want to be defined by those candidates who say Latinos come to damage the country, she says. But most of the time when a candidate is in town, she doesn't know about it. And if she does, she stays away because her English isn't good enough. Jocelyn says she sees that fear of embarrassment all the time, in adults and even her friends at school. She always says to them, who cares if people laugh? On the way home, Jocelyn says they've been learning about the pilgrims in school. She thinks it's a lot like what Latinos are going through here in New Hampshire.
They came here for freedom. They would sacrifice. Why can't we have the opportunity too?
I ask Olmer how he feels about his daughter's future in the U.S.
You see how she is. She has his own opinion when talking about rights, you know? So I always talk to her, what you do for a fight with our rights?
In the weeks ahead, Olmer says he'll be standing out on Main Street whenever he can, handing out flyers in Spanish telling people to go vote. In big words across the bottom, the flyers read, don't be invisible, get counted. Jocelyn says she'll be out there, too. For NPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty in New Hampshire.